Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Recording, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where together we'll uncover what we can learn about modern dating, love, and relationships from popular television. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And I'm so tired of Robin. Why did she come back this season?
Robin, you're tired of?
Robin, I am so tired of her.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She doesn't... Let me just start.
Yeah!
She doesn't want to discuss or answer for anything.
Uh-huh.
Girl, your only storyline is your no good husband. His cheating ass ways, his job insecurity. You finna talk about it and answer some questions.
I know.
And if not, then what are you doing here?
I know.
You have no other storyline but your husband and his craziness.
Mm-hmm.
So I just could not, this episode, this campaign that Candace said, Juan lost his job because of me, and you know it was just so blatantly misinterpreted, and I just can't. Like, it was putting words in Candace's mouth that run back the tape. She didn't say that. Okay,
yeah, she didn't say that. Yeah.
So
neither did Wendy.
Neither did Wendy. Exactly. Mm-hmm. They didn't say he lost his job because of you. They said you said certain things on camera that I might not have said about, but. They didn't say what she's insinuating and on this campaign, this whole episode, like claiming. Mm-hmm. I just feel like she's trying to protect her victim role at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally watching don't see her as a victim. So I find her very unsympathetic. I do think Juan sucks. Maybe he's manipulating her. He has been manipulating her in this relationship since she was 14 years old. I get it. But also, she made her bed. She chose this life. She gonna have to line that shit now. Tears, these boo-hoo-hooing, and Candace, you're trying to villainize me, and it's not right that you said he lost a job because of me. This whole blah, 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 this whole episode, it was just, it was really, it was getting to me. It really was. And it just because Candace brought up that she is choosing to not speak on Michael Darby's lawsuit. And unfortunately, she used Robin's as an example. You know, that was maybe not the most, maybe she should have found another example, whatever, but she used Robin as an example. Now it's created this whole campaign, this whole episode against Candace. And I just didn't find it. It didn't make sense to me. It wasn't right. And I just like saw through what Robin was doing, and I'm so over her. And in tandem, I'm over Giselle too, because I have a whole thing on Giselle later in the recap. We'll get to it. But
what?
I can't with the both of them. I'm so
Okay, well, we won't be on the Reasonably Shady podcast anytime soon.
No, all that's right. Fine. It's a-okay with me. These people. But you know, just so frustrated. I hate that narrative of this episode. It was just like, what are you? You finna talk about your husband or not? If not, then leave. Why are you here? Wasting time.
I think it was two seasons ago, she brought Escale. Remember Escale? Loved Escale.
I loved Escale. Yeah.
Like, bring me somebody. If you're not going to have anything going on besides this, besides being raggedy, then at least bring somebody into the fall. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh, man.
So that's where I'm at. In terms of what I'm excited to talk about this episode. which again is related to Candace and Robin and this like pseudo friendship. Can you be friends with someone who keeps company that you don't fuck with?
I have the exact same question. Learned. Thank you, Candace.
Let's talk about it. Is there a friendship here to salvage when Robin is fucking with Giselle and Candace cannot stand Giselle and Giselle cannot stand? Like, heavy. That's like her best friend.
Like,
is the relationship even worthy or even possible? So, those are my thoughts, friend. What about you? Right. What are your initial thoughts?
You know what? I watched this episode and I was thoroughly entertained. These ladies, I think it was Marjan Carlos who said that these ladies are the low budget film with the best actors. You know?
Oh my God, that's so true. Right?
They're the A24. You know? They're showing up. Yes. They share two trailers of the six of them, and they get to fucking work. Okay? The only time we see glam on Potomac is at the reunion. Only. We never see them in glam. Ever.
I will say, though, Wendy, I feel like, has been bringing it this season in terms of her glam. She's had several outfits.
Yes, in terms of glam.
Like,
in terms of glam.
Yes. Wendy, Candace every now and then brings it, too. So, they're trying. They're doing the best they can.
They are trying. But everybody just looked so out of place this episode. They just show up with the best they can do. And they bring it every time. But I will say, Juan, it is really... I don't understand, again, I guess it's the Dixon parents. I'm not going to put the children into this. The Dixon parents. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why you think that people wouldn't talk about you when you scream at your wife over the phone and tell her that,
girl,
and manipulate her and gaslight her the way that you're gaslighting
her.
The
way he was hollering at her, knowing she's being filmed. He hates her. He just
hates her.
Like, what a passion. He's so pissed that they are still on this show, but he's also you should be mad at yourself because you ain't got no goddamn job. This is the only check they bringing in, so you have no choice but to sit here and get filmed. But he hates Robin. Like,
he hates it. I think he hates it because he used to be in the NBA. He used to be the famous one, and now he's not. I think he hates that he cannot, ever since they've been on this show, he's been known as the can't keep a job, can't do his job, can't stay married, can't bring your kids to school. Like, he just can't finish anything to 100%, and she has Michelle Obama openly saying she knows who she is, which also means that Barack knows who he is. Like, Barack passed by with a corona. It's like, oh damn, Juan's yelling again. You know he said that last night.
I know.
In Hawaii. Oh my God, devastating. God. But I think what's so manipulative about last night's conversation, and when I kind of played it back in my head this morning, I just think it's so ironic that he was calling Robin emotional when she couldn't even get a word in fucking edgewise because of how loud he was hollering. Yeah. He was the most emotional last night during that conversation.
Actually, that's a good point. Actually. Yeah.
This is manipulation 101. Oof. This is gaslighting 101. He's treating her, and this might not be, I couldn't tell if it was on purpose or not, because he was talking to her like it was halftime at the game and they were about to score a touchdown and they were 10 yards away. But I don't know if he does it on purpose, but he's doing it so actively and so well with this woman. And it's really disturbing to watch. I was watching it last night and I was like, oh my God, Juan, here we go fucking again. But then last night and this morning, I was like, oh nah, that was not okay. This is how we're seeing this woman getting not abused, but mentally manipulated and gaslit live on camera. This is not okay. This is wild. Housewives history. This is crazy.
Yeah, it is nuts. He really was hollering at her, talking about, you're so emotional, as he was literally having an emotional outburst. Like,
and she's just sitting on the phone, like, trying to breathe in, trying to just inhale, exhale over the phone.
Right. And that sucks, man. Like, you can't even have a safe space with your husband. You can't even call your husband, like, the lady's over here saying this and that, and you just want somebody, like, I don't know, that you trust on the other end to be like, it's okay, you know, they ain't shit, you know, fuck them, whatever. Yeah. Like, he wasn't even giving her that. He couldn't even give her none of that. She had to sit there and self-soothe. That sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit, this is how he talks to you just anyway, just any kind of way. That yeah. is so wild. He did this to her last year too. When this she is how was like, oh, Karen's. It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
This is crazy. This is just how they are. This is just their relationship. It's wild to watch. It really is.
It is wild. And it's wild to have those outbursts filmed on camera, have this Negro not show up to reunion, and then for her to say, stay out of my business. That is wild.
The trifecta of it all. Oh, my God.
It's very upsetting. But last night when he was gaslighting her like that, I was like, ooh, this is it. This is what she's dealing with. Yeah, and then my lessons learned the exact same as yours. So you can get into
okay.
the episode.
Yeah. We'll get into that. Yeah. Nice. All right, before we dive into the recap, friend, can we talk about... Okay, I have a bunch of randomness. First of all, I saw Lupita and Joshua Jackson are now dating.
Yes! Yes! He has a type, huh?
He has a very specific type. And the man's taste is not bad. I'm not going to say it. Like, he likes some dark chocolate and stunning.
Stunning, bald.
Bald, yeah. A specific type. But I'm going to need this timeline to figure itself out because he just divorced Jody like 2 seconds ago. Lupita just broke up with her man like 3 seconds ago.
Yeah, yeah. Because of cheating. And then we don't know why Jody broke up with him. So
we don't know why. Yeah, I don't know what happened there. But we were just reading about their divorce not that long ago. And now he's holding hands out paparazzi pictures with Lupita. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, y'all bold. So y'all must feel confident in this timeline because it's real. It seemed kind of shaky, but.
Yeah, but then, you know how it is. You're broken up for like 6 months before you really file the papers. You know how it goes.
I know, before it's actually public. Yeah.
Because I think she has a new man. Of some
Jody, she does.
I think
Who's she dating? Yeah. Okay,
I don't know who it is. I love her too.
I literally love her. She's like one of the most beautiful people on planet Earth. Like actually,
me too. I don't know why she doesn't have more like campaigns. Why she's not like the face of
Lancome of everything. Yeah, I don't get it either. But yeah, she got a new man. I'm curious about that one. See
Somebody, Jody. I don't know who, but
yeah. So anyway, so that happened. The other thing I have, which I don't want to report on it, but I just want to talk on the bigger concept. Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny broke up.
Hallelujah. Yes.
I honestly could care less about those people. I want to talk about just like I'm tired of the PR machine that is the relationships of the Kardashians. Yeah. And is this just the rest of our lives? This is just going to be the rest of our lives.
You know what? It's interesting. I think, this kind of loop? Because I think it's the same thing with Taylor and Travis. I think it's really interesting that people believe them.
I'm like, okay, big whoop, they broke up. They lasted longer than I thought. You know what I mean? Like, this is a whole, all of this feels very manufactured. Mm-hmm. It all feels very convenient. Didn't Bad Bunny didn't he just go on tour, drop an album or whatever the fuck? Like,
yes.
When they started dating, aren't y'all tired of this? Aren't we tired of this? Like, fake shit.
And I don't understand how we're not. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I'm so exhausted by these people and watching the same very cheap, very obvious PR ride that we all get swept up on. And but it's like, we all know what's happening. Do we not? Why aren't we tired of this?
Right, because, I think what's interesting about it, too, if we take, like, real relationships that are public, like, who's a real, I can't even name one. Oh, Jay-Z and Beyonce, right? Okay. Let's take them. They expose the parts of their marriage they want to expose for entertainment value and entertainment purposes, and that is it. They know that there's no purpose of being a public couple, and there's no benefit to a public couple you are making entertainment and art.
Right.
These other people, I think they're like going out to catch is like worth me caring. And I just don't care.
I don't care
what kind of pea coat she wore. I don't care if they're the face of Gucci. I don't care if she's selling tequila. I don't care. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's also manufactured, but there are people who really believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so scary to me.
I know that I haven't like seen through the obvious bullshit. And like, this is Kendall's sixth boyfriend in the last, you know, quote unquote boyfriend in the last like 2 years. Like, this is part of their PR machine, guys. Yeah. Like, but then I also just get so annoyed and just exhausted. Cause I'm like, is this the rest of our lives? We're going to be reporting on who these people are dating and not dating. And
no, you just blocked them. I've blocked all of them.
Oh, I haven't followed none of these people in years, but I still know that Kendall and Bad Bunny broke up. Like,
I don't know any of that. Yeah,
I can't get away from it.
Yeah, it's hard to get away from. And Northwest released a song, and I can't be bothered with that either. I just scroll past it every time it comes up. It's very disturbing.
Wait, it just registered. You said Northwest, the daughter.
The daughter, yeah.
God.
Yeah.
We're trapped, everyone. We're trapped. She's a song. We're never going to get out of this. Oh, God.
Treacherous. Treacherous. And you could hide your kids if you want to, and y'all don't. Kris Jenner is the devil. She knows that they're the next ones up. Okay.
She knows,
and she's doing some wild crafty shit in the back to make sure that these kids are up next. Because we've never seen Kerry Washington's children. We've never seen Adele's child. He's 11.
Right. It's a choice. When you see the kids, it's like fully a choice. And that's
Beyonce told Blue Ivy no.
I know. Yeah.
Come on. Oh yeah, God. I think it's wild too. Yeah, I agree. Wild. I agree. It's too much. I think the same with beauty though. Like all these people are like, oh my God, my skincare. You don't use that. Rihanna, you don't use, I know you don't use no goddamn cookies and cream face mask. I know that's for damn sure. Kim, I know you're not using KKW. We see your facelift scar in the video.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Aisha Curry, I know you're not using this like, oh, I got the flowers from the Jamaican fields. I know you don't use that. You don't use that. Stop lying.
Anyways,
I have a fun exercise for us, friend? Really quickly. So we are auditioning a new editor, fabulous. Her name is Emily. She's fabulous. And she is not familiar with the Real Housewives franchise. And when we met with her last week, she said, okay, so this week I'll be doing the Real Housewives of Philadelphia.
Did she just say Philadelphia? Just, I just let it roll
and
out.
And I thought, oh my God, how fabulous would that be if there was a Real Housewives of Philadelphia? And because you went to college there, I would love to know who you would put on the Real Housewives of Philadelphia.
Oh my God. What? Off of who? Like who? Women of Philadelphia? I don't know.
Any woman from Philadelphia. Yes, anybody.
Oh my God. I don't know if they could be dead. To answer this. I don't know who's from Philadelphia. I'm literally Googling women of Philadelphia. Like what sports teams are in Philly? I don't know shit.
Oh yeah, that would be a good one.
Probably like the Wives.
They have a lot of sports teams. Yeah, they have a lot of sports teams in Philly. Yeah,
yeah.
That might be better. A Wags of Philly.
Yeah, because they got the Eagles, right? That's a huge team. They usually be winning stuff or whatever.
Oh wow!
Don't they? They be winning the Super Bowl. They be going to Super Bowl. They're not like the Jets.
They do. Yeah.
God. Or you know, they actually win shit.
They do. And then black quarterback, a fine one.
Oh, they do. Okay. Look at his wife up there. She's black. Is she black? That's the next one. She black? Okay.
Yep.
So I know they got that. The what was that? The Phillies? The Phillies, right? That's Phillies, the baseball team.
Baseball team, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They also be winning stuff, I think.
Yeah, they do. Yep.
So I'm sure. I think it would have to be like a Wags type of situation.
I like that angle. I like that. Yeah.
I don't really know who else. Oh, Eve. I just looked up Eve. Eve. She's from. Ooh, Eve. Eve. Oh. Hold up. Wait a minute now. I came up with a good one.
Yes.
Eve. With her billionaire old white man. He's not even old. Her billionaire white man. He's not even old. She got her nice young billionaire. Good for her. Let's slide her up on there. I don't know if she's living in Philly. Probably not, but she's
definitely not. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I don't know why when I thought of Eve, like Eve being on the cast, it made me think of like Shawnee Shaq's wife.
Right.
She was like the leader, you know, yes. of the group.
Of all the basketball wives.
Of all the basketball yes. wives. That would be Eve's yeah. role. She'd be kind mm-hmm. of like, you know. Mm-hmm.
The mother, if you will.
The mother. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. I love that. Who else is in Philly? Yeah, I don't even know.
You know who I would have on there just for shits and giggles and fun, even though she's nuts? Amber Rose.
Oh, she's from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh, she is nuts. She still got that tattoo she's on her face.
Nuts. She has a tattoo on her face of her son's name, as if she's gonna forget.
That was so sad when she did that.
That was so sad because she is gorgeous.
Gorgeous. I don't know Woo. Why. That was really that was a scary moment.
That was scary. And you know what? She did yeah. fight Jocelyn on College Hill, and that is
Yeah, I heard.
You know, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. That's something to
Yikes.
Say.
Mm-hmm, that is something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she should be on TV, but she also seems a little crazy. So
yeah, she's nuts. She's like, I'm not she's black. Nuts. She's crazy. Yeah, she's nuts.
That was the clips that I was seeing. Well, Jocelyn was like, "Bitch, you acting like you're the fuck, and I'm proud of it. Like, what is this that you're doing?
We're on BET. We're on College Hill BET, lady. Like, what the fuck BET, are you talking about? You're not black.
Pretending like you're not black. Yeah, what? Please. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh God. Yeah, Real Housewives of Philly. Mm.
Yeah, Mm-hmm. I like that though. I like the WAG angle because Jalen Hurts' girlfriend is fabulous.
Who's Jalen Hurt? Why do I know these names?
You okay, know his name because he phone as.
Hey, oh him. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I know this guy. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, he's cute. He's the mm-hmm. quarterback.
He's the quarterback girl. Okay. He's the one in all the interviews talking for them. Ooh!
Mm. Wow. Didn't they have a black coach as well at some point?
I'm not all the way in there. I don't know all that.
Oh, no. I'm lying. It's a white dude. Never mind. I'm talking to my ass. But yes, that would be nice. Jalen Hurts, his wife, yes. Eve, uh-huh. Eve.
Yes, yes.
I would love a Real Housewives of Philly. That will take
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
Let us know, Philly people. I'm sure we're missing all kinds of people. Who's from Philly? Who's based in Philly? Who would make a great cast member?
Oh my god! Yes, I would love. Okay, do you watch Miami at all?
I don't. I saw bits and pieces of the season that everybody was telling me to watch, but I never went.
Yeah, season 5. Mm-hmm. They have a friend of who's iconic. Her name is Kiki. Oh. She gets her own confessionals. I have no idea what she's a friend of. She is so iconic, though. She's always just like stirring the pot and then leaving. She's always the best dressed. It's amazing.
Wow.
I think Damona from Don't Call Me White Girl would be a really great friend of for the Real Housewives of Philly. Because I think she could start shit and then be like, you know what? I got to go take care of my kids. And then
be out. That was like Marlo for so long. Marlo was basically a housewife. She had confessionals. She was at every reunion. She stirred up so much shit and did not become a housewife until like two seasons ago.
And failed. Epic
and failed. She should have stayed a friend of. You're right. Yep. Lord. Mm. Anyways, last thing I wanted to mention.
Yes.
Singles Inferno is back. Y'all need to be watching. Have you watched this?
This is Inferno? The Korean show.
This is the Korean dating show on Netflix. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Season 3 is here. I mean, you're one episode in and production came to play this season. After one episode, I said, oh shit, okay. The way they cast this season is about to be a different season. And the like plot twist to the whole setup, the whole format, which I just love when a show innovates. I don't know why we're so afraid to innovate. It's only 3 seasons in, so it's not like we're so used to the formula. Who cares? We're already ready for the, I mean, I've been seeing online, people are like, yes, love the plot twist. Oh yes, it's different. Da, da, da. I feel like when I watch like The Bachelor or whatnot, they're just like, we can't shake things around. It's the same. It's the same. Singles in front. It's season 3 and they're already changing everything up. I love it. But yeah, this is my plug for Singles Inferno. It is a show about flirting and like the subtleties of courtship.
Right. That's why we can't have it here in America, right?
That's why it would not work. Like, it would not work here. It wouldn't work here also because we have a, for a very long time, we've had like a casual sex hookup culture. that is just not at all what's happening in Korea. So just the format of the show just like would even work. But it's so, it just feels so pure. It's so refreshing when you're watching it. And you're so focused on like the little subtleties. I mean, in episode one, I won't give away too much, but we saw a couple like holding hands. And the way me and Cynthia, because, you know, Cynthia's the one that put me onto the show. Shout out to Cynthia, my dear friend. She's like, she is really big into Korean culture. She got me on Singles Inferno. The way me and Cynthia were going back and forth in voice note, like, oh my God, their hands are touching. Like, yeah, it's so crazy. Really? Yes. You would swear these people are fucking on screen, girl. Like, the way we were getting so hype by the handhold.
Wow.
It's just, it's so fascinating to watch, and you get so wrapped up and you like appreciate the little cute little moments, and it makes you just like remember, not even remember, because I feel like college we had a hookup culture, so I don't even know. I don't know, it's just like reminiscent of like the 1950s almost. Yeah, like this is all so different, but it's reminiscent of a different time where like small little moments of courtship and the little appreciation for the little gifts and the little small touches, like all of that we take for granted now. Everybody's just, you know, even on Golden Bachelor, Gary like made out with everybody that's the world we live in. So this is so different, and it's so fascinating to watch. So for those of y'all who know and watch Singles Inferno, y'all know what I'm talking about, but everybody else, if you're looking for something new, check it out. I fucking love that show.
Oh,
that is it.
Oh my God. I have to get into it before Drag Race. You know, Drag Race starts first week of January. Drag Race.
Oh shit, it's bad.
17.
Did they reveal the cast yet?
They did.
Did they do? They did? Oh shit. Yeah, I missed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What season is this? Drag Race?
I think it's 17.
Oh shit. Okay. Damn. So they did the whole little, they always do a nice little video, right?
Like, it's like an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's like a whole episode. God damn. Let me watch that tonight.
I know. Got me again.
So much to
Wow. Got me again. Jesus.
Yes. Fucking hell. Oh my God. But yeah, nice. We have some nice stuff coming for the New Year's again. Good stuff. Anyways, it's popping on Patreon, y'all.
Sure is.
Shout out to the Rose Garden. If you want to listen to this episode ad free, if you want to watch us on video, if you want to hang out with me and Justine in the group chat on community chats on Patreon, join us patreon.com/number2blackgirls number1rose. You can try out a Patreon membership with a 7-day free trial. And very excited. We have some great stuff coming for 2024. I'm super hyped for the community. I think y'all are going to love it. And yeah, it's just a great time to just be a part of the Rose Garden. So check us out. Shout out to all you guys. We love you guys. Find us on Instagram, on TikTok. Oh, okay.
TikTok.
Find us on TikTok. Tag senior story. Share us with the world. Everybody know you're watching Potomac with your girls. All right, let's dive into this recap.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we're back in the SUV. Robin is balling. She's in the SUV with Wendy and Candace, and you know, says that Candace was trying to blame her for Juan losing his job, and they kind of have this discussion around like the involvement of the husbands and how Chris was, you know, Chris is super involved, he gets involved, but Juan wants something to do with us. Juan doesn't want to be involved.
That's not true. That is not
Juan
true.
Wants that Juan motherfucking check, Robin. So let's
Juan
be clear.
Wants to be involved. He just doesn't want to speak for himself, but he absolutely wants to still be involved, because he would not be fucking every girl from here to Connecticut if he was not, if he'd be a little bit more subtle, maybe. Okay. If he didn't want, and not do dramatic shit like delete everything off of his phone if he didn't want all this attention. Oh God. And does Chris want attention? Of course he does. We saw a clip of him on Bravo Bros. Shout out to them.
Shout out to them.
That's crazy. I cannot believe
Chris is doing the podcast rounds. I can't.
The visuals of like three straight white men talking about Bravo.
Talking about the Real Housewives of Potomac of all.
Like, you know, of all of them, right? Amazing. Now in Jersey.
Not even. So yeah, Robin and Candace, they get into it. You know, Chris went on the Bravo Bros and spoke about, you know, Robin being supposed to be one of Candace's friends, and he feels like she didn't defend her enough against Giselle's allegations last season. I do have a would you rather, friend, for this whole husband's involvement thing.
Okay.
Would you rather be a housewife with an involved husband, like Chris, who then kind of opens himself up to the risk of being dragged into drama, or be a housewife with an uninvolved husband? So your relationship is a bit more protected, but you are then left to your devices to speak up.
Yeah. As somebody who I'm not a fan of working with my partner, I would not enjoy the relationship like a Candace and Chris where they're like together. But I could see, if you play that right, I could see like a very successful podcast. I could see very successful businesses coming from that if you could work with your husband really well. I just did not enjoy working with my spouse. So I prefer one of us in the background while the other one shines. But that's a personal preference, because I do think some people could handle, like, you worked with your husband. You could handle it, I think, you guys.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. It's definitely challenging. I think in the case of being a housewife, though, like on television in a public sphere, I would not want my husband to be involved. And I think either way, whether he's there or not, he's going to be talked about. He's going to be dragged in. He's going to be, you know what I mean? Just because Juan like decides not to show up any place doesn't mean that they're not dragging him into the drama. You know what I mean? But I feel like if you yourself as a husband put yourself out there, it's just like that much more ammunition for them to drag you in. And I wouldn't want, I just feel like Karen has a nice little setup with
Karen has a yes.
What's his name?
With Ray.
Not Gordon. With Ray. How he's kind of like, you know, a little character. He comes in. He's there to support events or whatever. But he is like wholly out of it completely, you know, which I think is a nice balance from Juan, who just doesn't show up at all, you know, and thinks somehow that's going to excuse him from the drama. It doesn't. Ray's brought up to, you know, Ray's been dragged into drama. So either way, you're going to be dragged in. But it's like, I think I'd much rather the husband who's like, I'm good. I'm going to be over here. You know, when you need me, I'll sit behind you at reunion. But otherwise, like, that's I don't want any parts of this.
That's it. And even then, I don't even think Harry Hamlin ever went to a reunion with Lisa Rinna. I don't know.
You said that.
Went. Yeah.
That he was like completely.
He was ghost. I loved it.
And they still, he still got dragged into stuff, right? Like,
No.
He's people didn't come for him at all. He's too famous. Yeah. Okay. So anyways, at the end of the conversation, Robin and Candace basically decide that they're not friends. So the ladies, they arrive at Chicken Shit Bingo. That's where they were going, which is, I don't even know what this is. It's bingo.
I was going to say, you've been to Austin like four times. You ever did this?
No, I don't know what this is. This is like,
it's Austin tradition. Austin tradition,
I guess. Write in the comments if you've been to Chicken Shit Bingo. Is this a thing? What is this? But apparently the chicken shits on the number and then it's like a bingo card. So interesting. Anyways, the ladies sit down. They're all packed into this tight ass booth.
I can't. That's what made me think of Marjan's comment. I was like, y'all can't even get another table reserved at Chicken Shit Bingo. Oh, God. And everyone is going to Marquee. Everybody's going to Marquee in Vegas in these outfits.
In these outfits, yes. Mia had on such a cute dress, but it was like, where are you?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, there's something I gotta get off my chest, girl.
Tell me.
I've been low-key struggling with my relationship with my phone and social media. just the over accessibility these devices create, this addiction to Instagram, mm-hmm. the distraction from everyday life and the people closest to me, it's been really stressing me out. I'm not even gonna lie.
I mean, that makes sense. Content overload is very real, and staring at everybody's highlight reels can be overwhelming and can absolutely steal your joy and peace. Yeah. We carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. You all know we're huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout different stages of my life and areas where I've needed help, from eating disorders to new relationships to my ever-changing relationship with my family. Therapy has really helped me to set boundaries and prioritize my self-care.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/2BG1R.
You're at chicken shit bingo. Why are you wearing this like flowy cerulean blue like little silk number? It was so cute. Like, oh what? God. That was a mess. So they all sit down, they're packed into this little booth, and it literally is like team light skin versus team dark skin.
No.
This is literally what we're watching. I hate the optics. It was a horrible. This happens too much on this here franchise.
I know.
So you got Robin on one side, mm-hmm. next to Mia and Giselle and Ashley, crying. She's explaining to Giselle what happened in the car and how she feels like she's being blamed for Juan losing his job, and you know, Mia's coming to her defense, Ashley's coming to her defense, Giselle. Mm-hmm. And on the other side of the table, you have Candace, who's also boo-hoo-hoo crying.
Bawling her eyes out.
Bawling.
Unsure as to why.
I'm unsure what that was about, but she's bawling. And they're all, of course, asking, like, why is Candace bawling? Like, what is this? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Mia and Giselle are barking at her, saying mm-hmm. she never takes accountability and yada yada. Like, they don't even know what happened or why she's crying, but they're ready to just, like, you ain't shit. You, mm-hmm. you know, you never take accountability. You don't even know what you're talking about right now. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Candace explains in her confessional that she feels for Robin. She wants to be friends with her. Mm-hmm. However, it's impossible to be friends with Robin when she's friends with a person like Giselle, who maligned her husband last season.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's partially why she's bawling. It's like just so many emotions. Like, I think she for real felt that her and Robin were friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially last season in the very beginning, Robin was really coming to Chris's defense.
She was. She really was. She was looking at her bestie, Giselle, like, you need to stop. You know?
Yeah. Yep.
So I think Candace is hurt. Like, we're sitting on opposite ends of the table. You crying, mm-hmm. I'm crying. You got your team, I got my team. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it was real mm-hmm. for her that, like, oh, our friendship, like, this can't happen. Like, we just can't mm-hmm. be friends. Mm-hmm. And I think it was mm-hmm. a mix of that overwhelmingness, and that's why she was crying.
Yeah.
NECA somehow, she thinks Wendy is trying to manipulate Candace. That felt like a reach.
I don't even know why they put that edit in.
I don't know why they did either.
Really unnecessary. And NECA, this beef with this lady, please.
Just end it. What do we
just like? Stop it right now.
Stop it. So Robin gets up and goes outside. Now she crying on the curb.
With jeans on, with no back pocket.
Yes!
I wanted to lay down and die.
Oh, God. I don't even know they made them jeans anymore.
God, they looked like jeggings. They were giving jegging.
God.
Oh, my God. I was like, how is this lady head to toe in TikTok shop? Why does she look like she is just... like everything is from Amazon or Wish or Thule or whatever the fuck. Pretty Little Princess Polly.
Princess Polly.
Oh, God. Oh my lord! I don't know. So man. Upset.
You're oh, right. She did have so on those upset. Jeans with no pockets on with the back. No I remember in like middle school, like eighth grade, when those were like the jeans to wear because it made your butt look big and now the boys could look at your butt. Like, why are we still wearing that in 2023 at the age of 35? Like, what? I didn't even know they made them.
And then the seam up the crack, don't even get me started. Oh my God. I was just looking at her, watching it like, a lot of these girls, they're dressing for the male gaze. And I think that's why they come off so unfashionable to us. Because they're dressing like they're supposed to be very sexy.
Yeah,
and this is housewives.
Yeah, like, yeah. We're bring fashion for each other. We dress for each other. Yes. Which might mean from the male perspective, you look crazy. But from the woman perspective, ooh, that bitch is giving fashion. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
And they don't do that. Yes. You're right.
Never.
They don't do that on Potomac. No. Yeah. So Robinson on the curb crying and talking about, you know, Juan losing his job like it's this, you know, big, great tragedy and all of this. So this is where I just like I was like, am I a cold hearted bitch? Because like, I don't give a fuck, Robin. Like, no, I really was looking at myself. There it is.
She said, not to care. So yeah. Here you are. Not caring.
Not caring. So she bawling over him losing his job. Giselle and Mia are outside chasing her down, yada yada. Now back inside, Candace and Wendy and Robin, or no, Candace, Wendy, and Karen, they also come outside, sorry, and trying to talk with Candace, who was also crying. And Candace explains that this is a mess. They are just splintering around this fucking chicken bingo, crying in different corners. Like,
and we haven't even done that many activities. We've gone to a distillery and we've gone to the pool. How are these girls this emotionally drained?
All over the place. So Candace explains that she was like, I was just giving my opinion to Robin on her speaking on Juan's legal matters. I'm not speaking on my active lawsuit with Ashley's husband. That's all I was saying. I'm not trying to blame Robin. I was just giving my opinion and essentially used her as an example, which was where she, I guess, fucked up. Karen, also very important, Karen confirmed in her confessional that Candace just said what everyone else was thinking. And that's where Candace fucked up. She spoke too much, but everybody was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, we're all wondering.
Right? All wondering.
Like, if he won this lawsuit, but then he lost a job, how the fuck did he lose? Like, what happened then? There's something that happened. Oh, Lord.
Hello. So I like that they put that in there, because I was like, Candace is not on an island by herself. Karen, you also believe that it was crazy that Robin was talking about this lawsuit. So Mia, Giselle, and Robin, they end up leaving. They hop in a car. They go off. They're still talking shit on Candace. Robin's still trying to victimize herself. I can't. Now, the next day, Candace, you know, wakes up. She recaps the drama with Chris and kind of explains to him that she's like, everything kind of just bubbled up, like all the last few months of, you know, the whole friendship with Robin being disintegrated, Giselle and everything that's going on there. Just the pressure of it all. It was just bubbling up. She never really expressed herself, I guess, until now. So that's why she was crying so much.
Yeah. She also, before this, I have to say, she was talking a lot of shit about Robin on the internet.
But again, saying what everybody's thinking.
I know.
That's the issue, though. Candace, she takes the bullet, but everybody thinks the same. Wendy thought the same.
The viewers, we all think the same. Why is she doing this with Andy Cohen? Here? Like, right. Why is she here? Yeah.
Right. So she keeps taking the L for saying what the rest of the cast really wants to say. And so, anyways, it's Karen's birthday. It's always Karen's birthday are deep in the depths of fighting. It's always Karen's birthday.
I didn't realize that last night when Giselle was like, yeah, last time it was Karen's birthday.
I remember. Mia was throwing bows at Wendy. And Karen stormed off from the table. She was so tired of these bitches. Oh my God. So it's Karen's, her triple 20. She's turned 60. She looks good. She looks great.
Great. Yeah,
I will say. So yeah, Giselle comes over to her hotel room, singing happy birthday, mm-hmm. giving her some mm-hmm. treats. You know, they've fought a lot over the years, but they're definitely mm-hmm. in a seemingly good place. So good for mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. And Giselle brings up the Candace issue with Karen, because Karen, you yeah. know, trying to play peacemaker. She's always trying to get them to speak. And mm-hmm. Giselle's like, look, like, there's no moving forward after yeah. she made the comments that she made regarding mm-hmm. colorism and my colorism, basically, on last mm-hmm. reunion. Mm-hmm. And what y'all don't know is that I've received so many death threats mm-hmm. After she made those allegations. And because of that, there's, like, no coming back. And mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. that's it, Karen. I want to bring up something as far as Giselle goes and as far as, like, okay. production goes. Mm. Do you notice how production keeps replaying that scene from reunion of Candace mm-hmm. saying to Giselle, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. you're sitting up here with your white ass. They replayed it. They've replayed it almost every episode this season.
Yep. Yep.
They keep replaying that specific moment that puts Candace in a bad light, but uh-huh. they haven't replayed the scenes of Giselle and Muppet Face and their asinine pulled out of their asshole allegations against Chris. I think they replayed it maybe once this season.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I get it. Candace was not her most eloquent during reunion.
Right, right.
When
right.
she said that about Giselle on stage. However, allegations against my husband saying that he had made a sexual pass at you and whatever the fuck BS Giselle was insinuating to mm-hmm. create a storyline for herself because she has no other storyline. Mm-hmm. I'm sure mm-hmm. Candace, as she said, it brought a lot of stress and harm mm-hmm. to her marriage. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Giselle and Ashley and that motherfucking Muppet Face are kind of just let off the hook with those blatant lies that they told against Chris. And mm-hmm. we're not getting the same constant reminder that mm-hmm. we keep getting from production mm-hmm. on Candace's, you know, what she said about Giselle at reunion. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I say all this to say that even Stevie Wonder can see that production clearly favors Giselle.
Yeah.
Very clearly favors Giselle.
Yeah, yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. they clearly favor Giselle. I also think they do not know how to deal with the concept of colorism. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think the only person who has said out loud, this mm-hmm. is colorism, you look white, is Candace. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. Giselle says things like, I don't do that for Wendy because I don't like her.
Mm-hmm.
Little tiny things, little tiny passive aggressive microaggressions that she mm-hmm. has towards her dark skinned cast members that mm-hmm. can't be replayed back because they mm-hmm. don't sound the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they literally don't know how to deal with this.
Yeah, it's not soundbitey enough or clickbaity mm-hmm. enough. They don't know what to do mm-hmm. with it. But yeah, I just found that really interesting. I'm like, they're playing that scene again?
Yeah, I know.
Every 2 seconds, they do a flashback to Candace in that same seat. They keep replaying it. And we mm-hmm. don't get those same reminders of the things that Giselle has said against her husband. We don't mm-hmm. get the same reminders of... One of the craziest moments to me, which is why I also cannot stand Robin, was this time last year at Karen's birthday when Mia was trying to throw bows at Wendy.
My God.
And Robin had the phone out and was like, you're antagonizing her, Wendy. You're antagonizing her. That why are we not replaying that moment? That shit, optically, that shit was fucking nuts, yo.
Yeah, like, that was so obvious. Like, you're on a television program with cameras mm-hmm. filming and you are mm-hmm. sitting here filming and antagonizing her, saying that she's antagonizing the other bitch mm-hmm. who threw something at her. Please. Yeah, the colorism was blaring. It was crazy.
It was like
neon signs, but it wasn't the same as you look white and that's why mm-hmm. you get away with it. It's not the same.
No, it doesn't hold the same.
Which is trash. It's trash that they don't replay Robin sitting here like this, which is a great meme.
At Wendy's expense. That shit was crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was actually like to mm-hmm. see someone getting attacked and then the camera is on her saying you're being aggressive, you're antagonizing her. Like, are you for real? And they don't replay that moment. We don't see that moment. Mm-hmm. So that shit had me really side-eyeing and just thinking about production. Like, why are they doing that? Like, why are they They really, yeah, like Giselle can kind of do no wrong. Giselle can sit up with no storyline.
I mean, obviously, for 5 years straight, no storyline 5 years whatsoever.
Get away with nothing. Mm-hmm. Make up full-on lies. Ashley can bring on these random girls off the street talking about Chris smiled at me. And that brings a storyline for everybody. But that's done at the expense of Candace.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that was just a side thought.
Yeah.
Gordon, meanwhile, Mia, her storyline.
Yeah.
It's a lot of dead weight just on this season.
Yeah.
Right.
Mia is the definition. Mia's definitely
a dead weight. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we see a quick little moment. She's talking on the phone with Gordon. He's apparently pursuing a lawsuit against his family.
Again, so, here we go. Oh my lord.
He's suing everybody every 5 seconds.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, the ladies, they go kayaking. That's the activity for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Karen, she ain't doing this kayak. She ain't getting no water. She not doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So Candace and Karen are sitting off on the sidelines chatting. Mm-hmm. Karen is drinking red wine in the middle of the hot sun.
I can't even imagine.
Which I also was like, what? In the summertime outside, you want to drink hot red wine? Like, what?
And why didn't the kayaking have a bar? Ashley, oh my god.
No, I don't trust no trip with Ashley. I'm not doing
nothing. She bringing
me the
Ashley.
Chicken shit bingo and wanted me to fucking paint my punani. I don't want to do that. I want to go eat barbecue and sit outside and drink. Like, that's it. That's all I want to do in Austin. Why am I in a kayak? I don't want to do this. Anyways. So Candace, she's talking to Karen. She's like so shocked by her emotion from yesterday and like how much it stirred up in her. Meanwhile, Giselle and Robin, they're in their kayaks talking about what was me, same bullshit. There's like two very definitive like teams, like divides within the cast.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm obviously not team Giselle nor Robin. So when they speak, all I hear is bullshit. Like
I can't even literally.
I can't even hear what they're saying. So I'm just like, I just know it's lies and nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Now on the drive back to the hotel, Karen is sharing how she's buying her grandma's old house.
Yeah, grandma's house. Yeah, it's for Surrey County.
Surrey County, Virginia. She has the key to the city. Oh god. And yeah, it sounds like a great idea, honestly. It's her grandmother's old, like 100-year-old home that's like been in the family, and she's gonna like turn it into a probably like a bed and breakfast or like a little boutique resort or something like that. Sounds
good. Yeah.
So now the ladies get back to the hotel. Robin calls Juan. So Robin, she claims that financially they're doing well. Although he doesn't have his job, he got paid out his 15-month contract. So he got the salary, so he's fine. So anyway, she calls Juan, a wife calling her husband, a woman calling her partner to just talk about the current events, the drama, her current stress with these ladies.
And him joining her ACA, clearly.
What do you mean, ACA?
Him joining her health insurance, Bravo health insurance.
Yes, you're right. He was talking about that.
Very beginning.
Yes, her Bravo, NBC fucking.
Yeah, NBC Universal health insurance.
Yes, health insurance. God damn it. So she brings up the Candace drama. And she implies, she's saying, Candace is implying that because I spoke about your lawsuit, that's why you got fired. And that really triggered me. And I got upset. Mm-hmm. And then he just fucking lays into her.
She goes nuts. Off. Immediately. Why are you feeding into this, Robin? I can't listen to this anymore. This is blown out of proportion. She told you like 3 sentences of what happened last night.
That's it. Stop getting emotional. You're getting too emotional about this. Stop feeding into this. Yada, yada, yada. She couldn't even get her full emotion out because he was the one being so emotional in reaction to her allegedly being emotional. Like, it just felt so, like, I can't imagine. You're in a group with women. You could barely only you could trust Giselle. That's all you got. You can't trust nobody else.
Yep.
And here you are feeling already isolated. You got cameras on you on this group trip that you much rather be home with your sons. And you call your husband just to kind of commiserate and kind of have get a little bit of boost, like, you know, a little boost of confidence or support.
Even and just validation would help.
Or just a little bit of validation. Yeah. Like, just something. Something just make you feel a little bit, you know, a little nicer. And he just cannot give her that. He just lays into that.
It's all about Juan all the time. And devaluing Robin's feelings and making sure that Robin feels like she is wrong all the time, no matter what she does. Because Robin was sitting up there defending your no good ass, okay? And she called about your old prescriptions that you got to pay cash for until January, whatever the fuck she was talking about, and making sure that you are okay and making sure that you are good. She was the one calling when they were in St. Bart's, making sure that her children were going to school when they were staying home because dad said so. And you are the one yelling at her because you did everything that these girls are saying. Right. And so you're upset about it?
You're mad.
You're mad? Michael isn't there to, like, deflect from your shenanigans?
Yeah. Ooh, that's what it is. Michael Darby's take a lot of heat.
Yeah.
And now it's all the heat is on Juan. I mean, But now all eyes are pointing at Juan.
Doing and pointing at everything that you did. And
that you actually did.
As you said, there's like a group of friends, a group of girls, right? But they're also a group of people who are putting a show together. And Robin and Juan are part of the reason. I'm keep saying this, part of the reason they go, these girls did not hit their bonus for 2022. Okay. They when Candace said they devalued the character, the honesty of the show and the storylines that everybody else had, that's true.
It's true. It is true.
And that's a big deal. And Juan, that is a big deal for your wife's job. Okay? She has a job too. It's not just you coaching these guys and it's not just you. She also has a job too and she's holding up this house. Clearly from the first part of the subject matter, which is your prescriptions that we called for. Otherwise, we would not have health insurance for these children that are in your house. Juan, please. Get a grip. I was so disturbed when he was yelling at her like that. Like he would, like they were, like he was, coaching her.
Yeah. Like they're not on the same team and like a partnership.
Exactly.
It was like she was his antagonizer, you know, his like mortal enemy, the way he was talking to his wife. Like, what? I feel like they both gave themselves the illest setup.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
By coming back this season, I feel like they could have easily just like took the L and just like not been here. Because first of all, he hates her.
Stay in the house and look at each other.
I guess.
Going to Austin.
Please. But it seems so treacherous. I mean, the way she's crying these big tears. She looks like she almost had a panic attack. She couldn't even come on camera. She was like off on the fucking sidewalk. Like, I feel like they just not prepared for the heat that is coming their way. And this whole, you know, I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to talk about that. And that's not going to, these women are not going to let you get away with that. You got away with a huge scandal not being on last season and your homegirl talking about my husband and his non-cheating ways. And here you are now to come answer for yourself. And you don't want nothing to do with it. Your husband clearly hates you and doesn't want to come and support you or be a part of it either. So what are you, why are we here? What are we doing here? Well, what are we doing? Like, it just feels like a dumb decision on their part to come back this season and to expect to not have to answer for anything.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And it's like calling us stupid, right? As an audience.
Yeah.
And stupid as a cast. Yeah.
Exactly. It's insulting on all parts. Like, and that was the episode, my friends.
That was it. And the previews look fantastic.
Now the preview, we did get the mid-season preview. So we see a moment Wendy and NECA are gonna go have a sit down little brunch and we see Wendy leaving saying you don't want peace.
I don't want peace. I want problems always.
Oh boy. Which she doesn't, that's true. So that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean already we saw NECA this episode like Wendy is da 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 like just pulling and reaching and saying nonsense. We have Candace crying to her therapist about wanting a baby.
And I believe that was Dr. Ken. I think that was Dr.
Was that? He looked different.
He looked different, but I was like, damn, is that Dr. Ken sitting there? about this too. Now you do fertility therapy too.
Flying all over the country, unlicensed behind. The heck? Oh God. Whew. We have Wendy saying to Mia, "You're not sleeping with your husband anymore, and I'm sleeping with mine."
Mm-hmm.
So they still get into it. We have Charisse. Charisse is back. She's screaming at everybody at the table. I don't even know who she was directed, who that scream was directed to.
I don't know either, but we know all Charisse's business. Charisse was, oh my God.
I know. Why is she not in the cast?
She's a really good friend of. She's not a good cast member.
Not a good cast member? Okay. Mm-hmm. So she just dips in, so we'll see. She'll be back.
Yeah.
Karen's getting a tattoo.
Why?
We see NECA. Also having pregnancy, like trying to get pregnant, yeah. So similar to Candace.
I don't know if it's like triggering, but this storyline, I don't know how I feel about it.
Who, NECA?
No, just the like, I'm trying to have a baby and I don't know what to do. Storyline, I don't, this is on like each cast now. Everybody's like trying to have a baby in their 30s. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I think it's a triggering thing for
me. It's too close.
Like,
it's close.
Oh my God.
Hitting very close for both of us. Yeah. God. We see Chris and Candace getting into it. He's mad. Candace is never home. Now the roles are reversed. She's working like crazy. He's home. You know, they're missing each other. And then we have Gordon saying to Mia, "You've been cheating for several years.
For years.
I'm done."
Which, duh, okay.
I mean, Gordon thought sat up here faithful.
Oh, please.
You
old,
and you broke. I discovered you broke on top of that. Please. Oh, my God. So that's going to be a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good season left to come.
Yeah, and they're still fighting at the club.
And they still, yes, the infamous TikTok or Twitter fight at the club. We haven't seen that yet. So that's somewhere to come at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Justine, what did we learn? Can you be friends with someone who keeps company that you do not fuck with?
Not with these ones. Not with these ladies. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I think, too, it's interesting. I don't know if this has happened to you before. But at work, sometimes this happens too. There's like mortal enemies and like beef that happens at work, and people who like just their personalities are nasty. They talk to each other nasty at work and do that kind of thing. And it takes a real relationship management specialist to be in between those two people.
Yeah, definitely. And to play that role, that in between role, and not, and still hold on to both friendships. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
You see Karen. Karen gets dragged every season because it's not easy.
I know. Oh, my God. Because she can't fight equally for either one. She can't say either right.
Right.
It's very, very hard. Yeah. So I don't know about, especially because Candace and her husband were talking bad about Robin, and Robin's seemingly so alone this season.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm. She's so isolated this season. I don't think this is going to work out. What about you?
No.
What do you think?
I agree. I think it's not rocket science that Candace and Robin are like struggling to be friends. Mm. I personally couldn't in good faith be friends with somebody who is currently best friends with my mortal enemy. Like I can't trust that you'll have my best interest at heart. I can't trust that you're gonna protect and guard me as a friend over your best friend. You know what I mean? So to me, it's just like being friend, like from Candace's perspective, trying to be friends with Robin is just too much work. And I have other friends. You have other friends, Candace. Just take the ease. Yep. Go towards ease. It's not worth it.
Mm-mm.
It's really not.
Mm-mm.
I've never been in this situation where I feel like I was in the middle, like really in the, that's not true. That's not true, actually.
Oh, okay.
I had a situation, and I'm actually still friends with both of these people.
Okay.
They aren't enemies. They just aren't as strong as friends as they were. Something happened.
Okay.
One felt wronged by the other.
Okay.
and I'm still able to be friends with both of them. I just like didn't get involved. I had a clear side though, and I made it known, but the other friend was just like, whatever, I get it. They're not as close as before, but I'm still able to be friends with both. And yeah, I think it's just, I'm trying to think. I think it's just, it's hard. Not for me in this situation, but it would be hard for a candidate. I think it's so situation dependent. I think that's what I'm coming down to. I think it's hard to say blanket, you can't be friends with someone who keeps company that you don't fuck with. Yeah. I think it's very situation dependent. Yeah. And I feel like with my situation, it wasn't a make or break life or death friendship situation. They kind of had a little bit of a falling out, but they're still, you know, friends-ish.
Like respectful or whatever.
Yeah. But in a case where it is like life or death, and then it's just gonna be too much work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just pick other friends. Just go with your other friends. Choose ease. It's gonna be too much stress, then don't do it.
Do you think that Giselle should have communicated to Candace? Because Giselle is saying that she got death threats because of the colorism stuff. Do you think that Giselle should have contacted Candace and said, listen, I'm getting death threats. Can you tell everybody to relax? Because that's something that sometimes people do. They'll say, listen, it's not that serious. Everybody chill. That seems to really do a lot for people, even if it doesn't, even if it doesn't chill, which most of the time most people don't. Do you think that would have helped with
It definitely could have. I have seen that too, where people are like, look, I know you don't like her, whatever, I don't like her either, but like, let's, you know, chill out with the cyberbullying. I just don't see Giselle doing that. I don't see Giselle you know, calling Candace, you know, tail beneath her legs, like, hey girl, like, I don't see that conversation, like a hey girl conversation, like, can you, you know, help me out, do me a solid. And I don't see I don't know if I see Candace doing it either. Absolutely getting up there. And saying, hey guys, can you chill on Giselle? Like, I don't
know.
So it's just, it's just not going to happen between the two of them. And therefore Candace and Robin, it's not going to happen between the two of y'all, because it's too sour. It's way too sour for me to hold on to that friendship with that sour puss friend that you got. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be able to, not talk shit about her. Like, it's just.
I know. Especially when Candace has that iconic line, not today, neck, not today, ankles.
Yeah.
Oh,
please. It is. Oh, God. God, Candace is so good.
These phrases. She's really a wordsmith. Truly.
Yeah. But let us know what y'all think. Are you currently friends with somebody who their bestie sucks and somehow you like can do this? Is it possible? I would love to know.
I know. Because it's a little bit different than the boyfriend sucking, right? This is like actually a little bit closer.
This is closer to home. This is like your sister. You friends with your, this is your girlfriend, your sister. And I fucking hate her. How are we going to do this? But yeah, let us know in the comments. Email to blackgirls1rose@gmail.com. Would love to hear the experiences. But that's it, friend.
That's it. Oh my god. We'll see you guys. Thursday for cult week. If you're on Patreon.
Yes. If you're on Patreon, we are dropping our Escaping Twin Flames, the Netflix documentary series, our little recap.
That just dropped
at the end of the week.
Love Has Won. So,
oh, yes.
Was that this
Love
is week?
No, Love Has Won will drop next week.
Fabulous.
So we're deep in the cult space during the holidays. So tune in with us. And yeah, join us on Patreon if you want to listen to this ad-free or any of the cult stuff. Check us out at patreon.com. So it's number 2 Black Girls, number 1 Rose. And yeah, we'll be back.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next year. Bye, guys.
Yep. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.